You remember that we are dealing with the GPS. I explained what the GPS does. And we use the thermometer and then the blood pressure monitor to show that we take care of our vital signs. We go to the doctor, we take care of our health. And for most part, every one of us, thankfully we're in the U.S., we do our annual checkup. And we are really religious about it. So religious that, you know, last year I was supposed to do my colonoscopy. And when that was in, I think, September, when I went to the doctor for my annual, and up till now, they couldn't schedule the colonoscopy. And so they called me and they said, the only time they have will be in October. Do you have a history of colonoscopy cancer, colon cancer, something like that? I said, no, I don't think so. And they said, okay, we're going to send you a package so that you do the colonoscopy at home. And they just sent me this big thing, and you know, my heart was pumping. How can I do colonoscopy at home? It was on Saturday, that was yesterday, on Friday, that I looked through it, and I said, okay, yeah, I can do it. And they say, yeah, you take it at home. If it's negative, then that's fine. But if it's positive, then you now come in and do the normal way that it's done. Taking care of our health, physical. And God wants us to be healthy. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper in health, even as your soul prospers. Prosper in health. And we do good. Thank God for the U.S. You go to places like Africa, there's nothing like checking your anything. And so you die of the simplest thing. I mean, the simplest thing will kill anybody over there in Africa. And so what we're talking about is our spiritual health. Our spiritual well-being. And we have to monitor it. And we have to check it. And if it's not good, we have to build on it. That's the reason God brought us here. Let us pray. Thank you, dear Lord, for this morning. That we will talk about you, as usual. And we know that you are here and you will listen to us, you will help us. May the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you and to the people, to your glory. In Christ's name, amen. So today, like the GPS, we have nine essentials. Essentials meaning the nine things that can make your vital signs, soul's vital signs, get up. I'm good. And we divided it in different parts. The first part is the big factor that we call secure attachment. Under secure attachment, we have trust, and then we have communication with God. We then have feeling the nearness of God. So today, we're going to talk about the big umbrella. Secure attachment. Where does your security lie? There was a study that was conducted just for children in orphanages. That was during the World War II. And they discovered that these children were not developing as the rest of the children. They were not developing, you know, emotionally. They weren't as excited as the rest of the children. Yes, they were giving them food. And then those people were thinking that since they were not, they were doing good physically, that they are fine. But intellectually, something is wrong. Emotionally, something is wrong. But why are they not developing properly intellectually? It was discovered that the issue lies in the secure attachment. That love that comes from parents was missing. And it was affecting them both intellectually and emotionally. That level of security that they should have gotten from their parents, those people taking care of them were not giving them those things that they needed to grow. And therefore, we have that however we felt when we were little may affect us. For example, a little child starts crying. How do you respond to that cry? Do you come with, why are you crying? Stop! And that's what many people are doing, especially younger people these days. They don't care about anything whatsoever. I don't know if I told you the story of those 6 children. The 1-year-old was eating his poop because the parents were not there. Nobody was taking care of 6 of them. They were skinny, with lies, you know, in their head. I mean, lies. How do you say lies, right? Lies, you know, just all over. And then it happened recently, just last week. And all these 6 children were taken by the state, and those women, 2 women, were taken into custody. The secure attachment, when it's not there, it affects everything that we do. Everything. And so you had that, you know, dicey security growing up. You ask questions, somebody is yelling at you, stop. You want to find out something. Somebody said, go sit down. You don't know that each time you are we, you know, because I'm adding myself. Sometimes I know I did it. Stop. Shush. Hush. These things affect them when they grow up emotionally. And that affects relationship. No wonder some of us get married. We don't even know what relationship is all about. Oh, your wife is sitting. You don't want to sit beside your wife. There's nothing like just lovingly putting your hands around him. No, you're not, because nobody did it for you when you were little. And so you're blaming the man or you're blaming the woman without knowing that damage has happened. The only recovery happens when God steps in to help. Johns Hopkins Medical School studied mental illness. They studied hypertension, malignant tumors, and heart disease, and suicide in 1,377 people. And they discovered that the single denominator for these ailments was not diet or exercise. It was lack of closeness to parents. How? That somebody was sick. The issue wasn't what he ate. The issue wasn't even whether exercise or not was there. But because he was neglected when he was little. I was telling you about my nephew whose, a wife and child died. I told you that at the age of 3, his father, my only brother, brought him to me. He was sleeping. I still remember the day and exactly how the day was. He brought him sleeping because he asked, where's your mom? My mama is not here. Here. That's my son. And I took this little boy, laid him on the bed, the only bed that we had. We lived in one single room, father, mother, every single soul in one room. I laid him there. And that was it. This man will not ask about his son ever. Ever. And right now he's struggling. You will take care of everything about him. I mean everything. And every time I don't have money, I need money, I do, you know. So because of his experience, the secure attachment from the parents, we are not there. Even the mother, I don't even know who the mother is to date. Abandoned property. Abandoned son. Our ability to choose any kind of relationship is shaped by our earliest attachment, for sure. Without a secure attachment, it's very difficult, very extremely difficult to trust anyone. Not even to think about God that you don't even see. You can't trust somebody that you see, and so we have to take secure attachment very seriously. If you have little kids right now, please teach them to secure. Fessor cannot go, oh, well. Fessor said, please. He just told me right now, after the children, please, I don't want you to mention my name ever again. Don't talk about me. That's what he told, you know, when he came up, he said, don't talk about me ever again. But I have to. He can't go to bed without you hugging him. Oh, no. That's not a night. Or he wakes up in the morning, that's the first thing, we'll just have a big hug. Secure attachment. Let that person close to you feel secure. It's very, very important. We'll talk about Ezekiel, the case of Ezekiel that we just read. Ezekiel loved the wife. And God came to him and said, through the angel, you know what? That person that is so precious to you, I'm going to take away. And that's your wife. And when I do not cry, do not mourn, do not even take food from anyone, and just put on your shoes, just dress like nothing happened. Really? And when he started doing it, the wife died. Eventually, the wife died. He did nothing. He didn't shave. He said nothing. And people were asking him, why are you doing this? Because the Lord is telling us that you are hoping in the temple. I am an Israelite. The temple is mine. That it's so precious to us. I'm going to take it away from you. And so the simple question is this. Where lies your security? What is that thing that you value so much? And I will tell you that that thing is not trustworthy. I don't know how to put it. Not trustworthy. It's not permanent. It can leave your hands. Have you ever sat down to think, what is it that I cannot let go? And the other time I told you, what if somebody comes to take one of my kids? There's one of my kids. The reason he's so special is that he is exactly like my husband in everything. My husband was so loving, so caring, and this boy took exactly after him. And so he doesn't play with me. Every time he will call me and say, how are you? I want to know exactly how you are. What are you thinking about right now? Don't lie to me. Just anything. What is in your mind right now? Please let me know. And that's my husband. Or rather, that was my husband. And so what if something happened to this boy? How would I react to it? I don't know. If I tell you that I know, no, I don't. So Ezekiel gave up the preciousness of this wife. I love my wife to death. And God took his wife. How would you have felt? Let's talk about Abraham, that he waited for this son for years. He was 100 years old to have this boy. And God had promised him, oh, through this boy, I will multiply you. And now God woke up in the morning to say, you know what? Go and sacrifice this boy. But he had to. Because he loved the Lord.
Okay, you gave him to me. If you say to give him back to you, fine. There's a way you provide back to me. That's what secure attachment is all about. Trusting God so much that whatsoever he says, you will do. Is God your secure attachment? And you know that for sure God will not let Abraham sacrifice human being. If you go to Leviticus, it says that you cannot use human beings for sacrifice. God wanted to be sure that Abraham loved him, God, more than his son. Do you love God more than anything under the sun? Do you? Do I? Is there anything, I don't care what, is there anything you hold above God? If there isn't, then God expects us to wake up in the morning to say, Lord, I surrender all to you. Is there anything you hold so tightly that you wake up in the morning, that's the first thing you do? What is it? Our secure attachment should be the Lord. He loves us so much. He has given all to us. He gave his only begotten. Go sit down. He has given his only begotten son that whoever believes in him will not perish. What else do we expect? He has given us everything. Everything. And he wants us to make him number one in our lives. Can we do that? I know that we can. Ezekiel obeyed the Lord. Abraham obeyed the Lord. Is there anything we love more than God? Where does your treasure lie? The Bible says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Is God your treasure? Are you sure, for real, that he is? If he is, then relax. Because he got your back. He loves you. He loves you. And he's hovering around you all the time, telling you, I love you. I don't care what you do. When you do wrong, he will tell you, and you say, I'm sorry. You move on with your life. God loves us so much. The Chronological Life Application Bible has this to say, and I read, it is difficult to let go what we deeply love. What could be more proper than to love your only child? And to put all your hope on him or her. Yet, when we do give to God what he asks, he returns to us more than we could dream. The spiritual benefits of his blessings far outweigh our sacrifices. Have you withheld your love, your children, or your time from him? Another person, the writer Sarah Young, also says, modern people seek positive focus somewhere else, in sports, sensations, acquiring new possessions, and the advertising people capture on this. So I don't know what you are pursuing so much. That's where your attachment is. That's where your security is. And you think, if I get it, that's it. Let me tell you what you get. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Seek God and find him. It's possible that some Christians do not have any real personal relationship with God, but still have a great delight in coming to church. It's possible because church has become a very big social place On Sunday, they just come, no attachment whatsoever with the Lord. We just come on Sunday, sit down, go home, that's it.
Where does our attachment lie?
In sports? Somebody was telling me about sports this afternoon. Oh yeah, there are sports, so I won't be. You know, I won't come to church. And I say, what time? And the person said, 1 p.m. And I said, 1. We would have finished worship by 1. Far before 1. And the person said, oh, yeah, then I want to go to lunch before the sports. And I'm not condemning it, though. But I'm saying, being in the presence of God will do it. Being in the presence of God will give you joy first, to enjoy the sports more, to relate more with the sports, to be happy that first of all, I gave my devotion to the Lord, I have time to enjoy myself. God is not condemning anything, because he wishes above all things that we prosper in health, even as our soul prospers. I can't pronounce the name. Kirkpatrick and whatever person found this, that secure attachment to God increases feelings of safety, ability to cope with things in crisis, ability to be courageous in peril. When we are attached to God, I'm telling you, nothing will make you afraid. Nothing. The reason is that he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Whatever that they are talking about on the news will not scare you. Whatever that you are hearing, I have God. And like St. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. That's what having secure attachment to God will do for you and for me. Amen.